AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A lethal barrage of Russian strikes today against multiple Ukrainian cities. Ukraine's emergency service says at least 11 people killed. Russian President Vladimir Putin says it's retaliation for what he calls Kyiv's terrorist actions, claiming precision weapons targeted energy infrastructure and military command facilities. Charles de la Desma on what Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has been saying.
Zelensky says Russian forces launched dozens of missiles and Iranian-built drones. In his video address, Zelensky says the targets were civilian areas and energy facilities in 10 cities. The morning strikes sent Kyiv residents back into bomb shelters for the first time in months. I'm Charles de la Desma.
President Biden spoke with Zelensky to express his condemnation of the Russian strikes. In a statement, Biden says they show utter brutality and will only reinforce the international community's commitment to stand with Ukraine. The UN Security Council is weighing options, including a peacekeeping force for Haiti. The aim is to help free the country from the grip of gangs that have caused a scarcity of basic supplies, including fuel and water. In Florida, the major search for victims of Hurricane Ian has ended. Governor Ron DeSantis says,
there's been over 2,500 rescues done. Over 1,000 search and rescue personnel have gone door to door. They've done 108,000 structures.
Survivors are facing a long road to recovery.
I've never seen such destruction in my life.
Susan Colby lived in a mobile home in Fort Myers.
I'm 86 years old and I'm homeless. It's just crazy. I mean, never in my life did I dream I wouldn't have a home.
Experts say funding for mental health should be part of the recovery efforts. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street. The Dow fell 0.3%, the S&P 0.7%, the NASDAQ a full 1%. This is AP News. The annual Columbus Day Parade made its way through New York City today. Aldo Supacchini marched.
Tremendous mojo on a beautiful sunny day, no humidity. It couldn't be more perfect.
But in Pennsylvania, an Italian heritage group is vowing to appeal a judge's ruling allowing the removal of a Christopher Columbus statue from a Pittsburgh park. Julie Walker explains.
Attorneys for the Italian Sons and Daughters of America argue Pittsburgh's mayor doesn't have the power to override an ordinance passed by the city council in 1955 that cleared the installation of the Christopher Columbus statue. On Friday, the judge ruled that because the statue is in a city-owned park, it represents government speech and can be removed. The statue has been vandalized numerous times and is now wrapped in plastic. I'm Julie Walker.
The day is now celebrated in many places as Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.